Hi everyone, hope you're doing well. We are now on to part four of our 4 P's series.
The last one.
We've been talking about these 4 P's that really undergird us as a church. This is,
and if you're at Hillsong, I hope you're having a great time.
Yes, absolutely.
Because it's this, yeah. If not, you'll be going soon, or not going at all.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if you're not going at all, then...
have a good time
why not?
At home.
but we're talking about these 4 P's. We've talked about... passion to serve God excellently. We talked about purity by following God's word, and we've talked about full of power to reach the lost. Full of God's power to reach the lost. And the tables are turning in these podcasts. Ed is the one interviewing, and so we are going to talk about the fourth P. So
today, what is the little phrase to do with the fourth P?
The fourth P
that defines our culture
is
and our vision.
We want to live in the light of God's promises.
Oh, such a cool statement.
So, it is a cool statement.
So, what kind of promises? What is a promise of God?
Yeah.
And just give us a few examples, because there's over 200 of them in the Bible.
Yeah, there's this awesome thing that Paul says when he writes to Timothy, that even when we are faithless, he remains faithful.
Yeah.
So God can never go back on his word. And so when God makes a promise, when he says he will do something, he will do it. We get into trouble when we try and define what that looks like too much.
Because they're defined in Scripture.
Because they're defined in Scripture. Yeah. And some promises are hard to define when they're going to happen.
And some are conditional.
And some are conditional, of course. Like the, you know, honour your father and mother, so that you may live long in the land and it may go well with you, the command of the promise. And so there are lots of promises in the Bible. Like I said, different types, but promises are, if God says it, it'll happen.
Yeah.
If God says it's going to be a certain way, it's going to be a certain way. And so they're things that we need to trust in and live our lives by.
Statements to be relied upon.
Yeah.
Basically, that we can fix our lives on. So that's what a promise is. Mm-hmm. And how much of our time are we supposed to actually live in those promises, Dave? And how much of your time are we supposed to live outside the promises in doubt and fear and worry?
Well,
I suspect...
is it 60, 40, 20?
I suspect a certain number of the people listening to this say, yeah, I spend a certain percentage of my time in fear, doubt and worry.
Right.
So, you know, what sort of percentage of time am I allowed to do that? Or is that okay?
Yeah, well, I think it's nuanced. I think the obvious answer is, well, obviously God wants us to be able to live 100% of our time according to the promises of God. Then the amazing thing about the promises of God is they apply even when you fail to live in the light of them.
Yes.
And so when you are full of doubt and full of worry, you can that's when the promises of God are even more important for you at that point, because in the midst of doubt, in the midst of worry, in the midst of hard times, that's when the promises of God really mean something. They really impact you. You can look at Romans chapter 8. All things work together for good for those who love God and according to his purpose. You know, it's a promise of God to believe that God works all things together for good. So when you're in a hard time or a worrisome time or an anxious time, God can use it all for good. And so that's a promise you need to hold on to in the midst of it as well. And it's the promises that will get you out of those times as well, I've found.
Yeah, the values we talk about in that place, every heartbeat and every breath.
Yeah.
And that's the ideal. And that's where we're all aiming for.
Yeah.
But there's no point saying that we've all got there, because that would just be...
Yeah.
That would be untrue. And why did he bring light? I mean, we talk about living the light of God's promises. Why is it a place of light rather than a place of dusk or...
Yeah.
Semi-darkness or blackness?
Sure. Well, in the Bible, especially light and truth are often equated.
Yeah.
And when you shine light onto something, it shows it as it really is.
Yeah.
When it's dark, things can hide, things can look different to how, you know, it's like when you're a kid and you see the trees that's silhouetted on the window and you can see the shapes and it looks scary and all those kind of things and scary movies, and you go, no, it's just a tree. In daylight, it looks normal. In daylight, you see the truth of it. There was a great comment in our conference, and I can't remember if it was Pastor Dave or Pastor Jeff who mentioned it, but basically when you're flying in a plane and beneath the clouds, you can be landing in England and the rain is there. And
I think it was Pastor Jeff, because he does the most travelling.
There you go.
Might not have been.
And so he, you know, he's saying underneath the clouds, it's raining, it's cold, it's miserable. But what, just before you come into land, you're above the clouds and it's sunny everywhere because it's above the clouds. And so he talks a little bit about this idea that when you understand the reality beyond what you can see in front of you, when you shine the light of God's promises onto a situation, so onto, there might be a difficult financial situation, God's promises of blessing and trusting in him, and he'll make sure that you have everything you need, that shines light on the situation you're in and shows it for what it really is, which is a situation God can use. So I think it's that. I think it's understanding that God's word, God's promises shine light on situations to show them as they really are.
Yeah.
Which is the faith step. Because you don't, because you might still see them in the darkness of this present reality that you live in. But ultimately, shining the truth of God's promises onto them, it's a faith thing. You don't see it quite yet, but you know it to be true because you've got faith.
Yeah, so the light reveals what's actually going on.
Yeah.
And it also helps us see a way out. Because I think, often when we're in a place, we don't know what to do. We get stuck.
Yeah.
But actually going back to the promises of God gives you the foundation of, well, how should I respond? What are the steps I should be taking at that? And those promises give you a clear way out.
Yeah.
Be it attitude-wise or often practical steps as well, you know, especially some of the conditional promises. If you do this, if you're in financial trouble, God says, trust me with your finances.
Yeah.
Make sure you bring the first 10th into the house, honor God with your finances, with your tithe, and see what I do.
Yeah.
So I'll open up heaven for you. I'll bless you. And so actually it shows you that the promises actually show you how to proceed down this path of your life that you're living in.
Yeah. I mean, just reminded me there, you know, like of hope, this kind of hope, isn't it? How things will turn out, like the Beatitudes. So in Matthew 5, Jesus says, if you're poor in spirit now, don't worry, because yours is the kingdom of God. You've got an inheritance coming.
Yeah.
So don't stress too much right now. If you mourn, you'll be comforted. If you hunger and thirst for righteousness, you'll be satisfied. You know, so all these hunger, thirst, mourning, poor, all these things, you know, God's promises come along and say, that's a temporary state.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
It'll come good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's for me, it's one of the most exciting of the four P's.
Yeah,
because I think it's the one thing that so many Christians miss out on.
Yeah.
They try to be passionate. They try to live pure lives. They try to live power. But actually, it's why it's topped and tailed with passion and with the promises, because actually it's about heart direction towards what God is. And as we do that and we live in who God is and what he's done for us, the middle two will flow out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's this awesome quote, and I think a guy called Kevin DeYoung put it out there on Twitter a while ago, and he just said, you know, people ask him how should I read the Bible, and he says, search it for promises and fight like crazy to believe them.
Yeah,
that's
great.
That's how to read the Bible: search for promises and fight like crazy to believe them. And like you said, the work of a Christian is not live better, be stronger, be more powerful, see more people saved through your own strength. All this, no. The work of the Christian is fight to believe the promises of God.
Yeah. Basically, passionate for Christ and to do what he says, yeah.
Yeah, fight to believe that what God has said about you
is true. Yeah.
And then it will all flow from there. You will see more people saved. You will work harder. You will see more effective ministry, quote unquote. You know, all these kind of things will flow out from the promises of God.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Four P's, Dave.
Four P's. Thanks, Ed. Hope you've enjoyed those podcasts.
What are we doing next week for our podcast? Very excited about next week.
Next week.
It's going to be from London.
Pastor Ed and I will be coming to you from London, and we'll be talking, giving you a little bit of a lowdown and a recap from Hillsong Conference 2014. What happened. Really some takeaway points as well. Maybe things that we want to really kind of get into our church more and more as well. And if you weren't there, hopefully we'll be able to
inspire
a little bit about what happened and what's going on there.
And I'll be saying goodbye.
You'll be saying goodbye, going on sabbatical. And so we'll do a few different things over the summer with these podcasts.
Dave has some plans.
So awesome. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. And you'll hear from us next time. Yep.